Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is Executive Director of the Miller Beach Arts and Creative District, Julia Gibbs. Good morning, Julia.
Hi, how are you, Dave?
I am doing just fine. It's very nice to have you with us again. And if I'm not mistaken, you're digging deeper into year one as Executive Director over there at Miller Beach Arts and Creative District. And, you know, how's it going? What's been most exciting or the most interesting thing you've learned or done on the job since you started?
It's been great. I think I'm about 6 months into my first year, and what's been really exciting is to see the whole neighborhood and community respond to the work that's going on at the center. We've had some really wonderful exhibits and events happening there, and we just keep ramping up and doing more. So. Yeah, I mean,
I follow you guys on social media out there, and you really are doing a ton. So if people haven't been to the Gardner Center in Miller, it's just a great facility, great location, and great programming. So I got to commend you guys all on that.
Thank you so much. It's almost 99% volunteer run, so we really have to thank all the people who come in to keep it going every single day.
As a not-for-profit leader as well, I totally understand the appreciation for volunteers because that's how we operate. Now, you have a great new exhibit opening here at the end of August. So can you tell us a little bit about this exhibit?
Sure. This is a two-person show called Open to Possibilities, and we'll be showing the work of Art Garja and Sydney Lewis, both relatively local artists. Art is an Indiana artist. He's been working in sculpture and painting for many years, and so his work will be a bit of a retrospective of all of his work. And Sydney Lewis is a fascinating artist from Chicago, and we'll be having some of her work as well.
That is terrific. Now, have either of those folks shown in Northwest Indiana before, do you know?
Actually, Art is part of the A3 group, I believe, out of Lebesnik. And so, yes, he has definitely shown out here. Sydney, I believe she might have shown at Lebesnik also, although I can't say for sure. So it's an exciting exhibit just because I think that, you know, really to bring the two of them together into the space, not only does their work really, really, you know, sort of vibrate off of each other's, but it'll be a really interesting combination of work. Sydney is a younger artist, and Art's been in, the art world for many years. So I think it'll be really interesting for people to come in and see. The show is incredibly vibrant in terms of color. Both of them use color in really fascinating ways.
That is, and it's multiple media, you said. It's not
just
paintings or that, but there's 3D work, sculptures, et cetera.
So Art started out working in lost wax bronze casting, doing figurative bronzes in his younger days. And recently he's moved into painting, and he uses painting in a very formal way. He's really interested in color and movement and structure on the canvas. Not so much a narrative or pictorial kind of painting that really invites the viewer in to make their own interpretations of the work. He also does some very whimsical work in mixed media with like skateboards and birdhouses that I think people will find a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. So you guys are actually having a nice opening reception to open the exhibit, and it runs until when? So can you talk about the reception and how long it runs?
Sure. The reception is on Friday, August 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. And we always have a cash bar and light refreshments for people. The artists will be there. We always have a family table in the back as well for people who want to bring their kids out to see art as well. We invite people to do some drawing of their own in the back. We'll have an artist talk on Saturday, September 28th at noon. And the show runs from August 30th until October 4th.
It sounds like an exciting show. You have plenty of time to get out and see it, but if you can make the opening reception, I can personally say those are always just energetic evenings. There's just a ton of buzz in the room as people are coming out to see new work like that.
And I'd really encourage people come out and see Sydney Lewis's work as well. She does collage and installation, and her work is fascinating.
Now, do people need tickets or anything for this, or can they just show up?
they can just show up. And I'd actually invite people to come show up a little early, too, because we've got some great restaurants along the street. They can stop in for cocktails, appetizers, come over, enjoy the show, make a whole evening of it.
So can you share again, I mean, if they wanted more information, your website and what the address of the Gardner Center is, just so people can look it up and make their way there?
Absolutely. We can be found at millerbeacharts.org. And the address is the Marshall J. Gardner Center for the Arts at 540 South Lake Street in Gary, Indiana. And that's the neighborhood of Miller Beach.
Well, you guys have this great exhibit going. You do plenty of other things. Is there anything else you wanted to highlight that's going to be happening this fall at the Gardner Center and Miller Beach Arts and Creative District that you wanted to share?
Yes, actually, in September, we will be hosting an arts corridor as part of our district's Fest in the First Neighborhood Festival. So we'll have a number of artists and artisans selling wares on that day. That's September 21st. As well, we'll have more exhibits through the fall, and our own Miller Community Theater will be presenting another play in November, which will be sort of holiday-based, and really looking forward to all of those things, as well as hosting more art classes and films, music, all of those things.
You guys are covering it all up there, without a doubt. So if you
we're trying.
if people haven't spent a lot of time in Miller and Miller Beach area lately, please go up and check it out. Just a fantastic arts community. Julia, thanks for joining us here this morning. And thank you to all of you for listening in on Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across the region.